Hey there, and welcome to a brand new episode of Busy Kids Love Music, a podcast for music-loving families. My name is Carly Seifert. I'm the creator of Busy Kids Do Piano, and I'm so happy to have you here with me today. In our last episode, we kicked off a study of the four major periods in Western classical music with an overview of the Baroque period of music, which lasted from the years 1600 to 1750. The end of the great German composer's life, Johann Sebastian Bach, marked the end of the Baroque period and kicked off the beginning of the classical period of music, which would only last until about 1820. And that's the era of music that we are going to discuss in today's episode. If you recall in our last episode, which I'll link to in the show notes in case you haven't had a chance to check it out yet, we learned that Baroque music was full of ornamentation and made to sound very elegant and fancy. The new sound of the classical period music focused on simplifying all of that extravagance. Baroque had lots of different melodies that were complex, and what you'll notice about the classical period is that you can actually hum along to the music. There's a distinct melody that you can follow as you listen. You're listening to the famous Eine kleine Nachtmusik by Mozart, one of the most famous composers of the classical period. Can you hear the distinct melody that floats above all the other parts of the music? I bet that you could hum along with that melody if you tried. The music of the classical period also embraced order and organization. Music followed forms and rules in the way that it was structured and written. During this time, an early version of the piano as we know it today also took over the popularity of the harpsichord. It had the ability to play more softly than the harpsichord and to do more levels of dynamics than just loud or soft. Woodwind instruments such as the clarinet, flute, and horns became more functional and could do more than the earlier versions of these instruments from the small Baroque orchestra. This means that more music was written for a larger variety of instruments, and also the size of the orchestra grew. These orchestras were more like the ones that we are familiar with today. Haydn, Mozart, and Joseph Boulogne Chevalier de St. George are all composers that we've talked about previously on the Busy Kids Love Music podcast, and I'll definitely pop links to those episodes in the show notes in case you are curious about these composers and want to learn more about them. A composer who many consider to be the greatest composer of all time, Ludwig van Beethoven, also began composing during the classical period of music. But Beethoven would actually challenge the rules and structure of the classical period and lay the groundwork for the period that follows, the Romantic period of music. And that's the musical period that we are going to dig into when our next episode of Busy Kids Love Music airs in 2 weeks. If you check out this episode's show notes at busykidsdopiano.com/podcast/79, I've put together a curated playlist for you of some of the music heard in today's episode, as well as other famous pieces from the classical period of music. Listen to that playlist while you're doing an art project or homework, or even just playing games with your family or friends. I'll also link to other episodes of Busy Kids Love Music about composers from the classical period. So be sure to head to busykidsdopiano.com/podcast/79 for all of those important links. Thank you so much for joining me today to learn more about the classical period of music. I look forward to connecting with you again in 2 weeks for the next brand new episode of Busy Kids Love Music. Bye for now.